from somewhere in the world. Where are you right now, Keith?
Mate, Hughesy, how are you?
Yeah, great.
Ed, how are you, mate?
Good, mate.
Yeah, great. Where are you, mate? You're overseas somewhere, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm in Nashville.
In Nashville.
Classic.
But, mate, yeah. And that's your home. I know that. But there's a photo here, you on stage in a kilt in Edinburgh. Yeah. You've got thousands of people at a beautiful theatre. Mate, you've got a good life, don't you?
It's probably safer to be in the kilt in Edinburgh than in Mount Isa.
They love you everywhere. Is there anywhere in the world where they love you the most, apart from Australia? Where is it? I know that it's everywhere. Is it somewhere where you go? These people.
I've got to say that the UK tour is crazy. We hadn't been there in a long time, and I really didn't know what to expect. But God, the energy level and the everything was like, I think everybody's so pent up for live music and concerts and the whole thing, and it was just palpable. So we're psyched to get back on the road here in the States, coming up, you know, just a handful of weeks, and then of course working our way towards Australia in December.
Yeah, now mate, we love following you from here. We know you're on the Ellen Show. To Ellen
was
Show.
Was the Ellen Show? It was sort of like your farewell appearance, wasn't it?
To last season. And yeah, we believe that you've done 20 appearances on the show. And this is just a little bit from you and Ellen. And, you know, just have a listen.
Dolly Parton said, I think someone asked if she were to do a duet with somebody, who would it be? And she said you.
Whoa. Mm. First time I met her, it was surreal because, I mean, I grew up singing her songs. Matter of fact, I sang her songs because I was 9 years old and my voice hadn't broken yet. And I sounded like her. I could sing in her key.
Mate, have you...
That's true.
And Dolly seems like a beautiful person, yeah?
Oh, she's great. Yeah. We've done a couple of things together. She sat in with us at a couple of shows, and she's just amazing. She's an icon.
On the subject of you as a young person, we've come across something you did in 1983 on New Faces with the legend, the late, great Bert Newton, introducing you. I think it was this your first time on network TV? I think you were 16 at the time. Is that true? Do you remember back to then?
I was actually 15, and I think my parents BS'd because you had to be 16 to get on the show.
Great. Oh,
really?
We won't play the intro, man. This is great. Bert, here we go. Let's hear the intro.
Keith Urban is a vocalist and guitarist, 16 years of age, and Keith's ambition is to be a radio announcer.
What?
He's done nightclubs and school dances. He appeared on Reg Lindsay's Country Homestead, and tonight he's got All Out of Love. Act 4, Keith Urban from Queensland.
Mate, can you still remember how nervous you would have been back then?
Somebody showed me that clip recently. I couldn't believe I don't know if I was nervous or just exhausted. I looked like I had slept in days.
But you sounded great.
I've got to
play it. You
sound
great. We've got to play it.
1983, a 15-year-old. 15-year-old
kid. Here he goes. I'm all out of love. I'm so lost without you. I know you were
right. Believe it for so long. I'm all out of love. That's great.
It's a tone, mate. It's there.
It's fantastic. Absolutely.
My voice has gotten higher as I've gotten older. It's gone the other way. Ridiculous.
Oh, it's good stuff. Now, it's really good stuff.
Mate, this is a bit odd.
We know that The Voice. We know that
semi-finals.
Yeah, the battles. We're still in battles. You've got a couple left, and then we're off to the semi-finals.
Sunday night, though. All roads lead.
Absolutely right.
Another massive hit, mate. You must be rapt how that show's going again. Well done, brother.
Oh, amazing. Yeah, we had a blast on that show. And people keep showing up, you know?
They do.
Everywhere.
They do. Yeah, it's almost full circle, too, because you got a young youngster from Tamworth who was about the same age as when you sort of got going. So it's almost a bit of full circle work.
Yes, he was great. He came out and the fact that he did my song, I just thought was like, man, I don't know if I would have the you-know-what to come out and do that in front of somebody. Impressive.
So you may not have seen, because you're obviously over in the States at the moment.
Yeah, but the Prime Minister in Australia, Scott Morrison, trying to win votes in Tasmania, played a soccer game with some 9-year-olds and bowled one of them over. And like properly, but he sort of landed on top of me, but he saved the kid because he took some of his own weight. So the kid was happy. He was on the Today Show this morning, wasn't he, Ed?
Yeah, he was. And Keith, they were just sort of chatting to him. And towards the end of the interview, they said to him, oh, we understand you're a rapper. So I'd love to get the Keith Urban appraisal of this 9-year-old kid. Have a listen.
Oh, don't do this.
No, it's good. No, it's good stuff. It's good stuff. Here we go.
We don't boys from Weta, cinema tools to retention. Papa, you've got the maiden. Soccer MC's on a pension. Nah, that's not even worth our attention. Talking all rubbish like they just got out of attention. Knock, knock. Who's there? I don't care. I just got you scared over there. Hey, why are you looking at me? Is it because I'm 7 and a better MC? You ain't
seven.
Blind. You
Come
can
on.
See.
One like a Have you spun the chair, Keith, or not? What's happening?
Well, here's the good news. First of all, this is a massive relief because I swear that I interpreted what you said as ScoMo was on the Today Show and he's slapping and I'm about to critique it.
No. Oh, we wouldn't do that to you. We wouldn't do that to you.
Is the kid got potential? Come on, Keith. Has he got potential?
Pretty good. Got really? The rhythm, right? Yes. And yes. Got the articulation at that speed, which is tricky. So yes. Pretty good.
There we go. That's great.